Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians wrap up this series against the red-hot Texas Rangers, who've amazingly won 7 in a row in Boston, New York, and now Cleveland. And the guy that's as hot as any hitter you'll ever see is Prince Fielder. And he's capable of carrying a ball club, Tito, but it doesn't seem to matter what you throw him. He's on it.
Yeah, you make a good point. I mean, early on, he went out and hit some fastballs the other way, you know, with authority. And then we threw him a breaking ball that he just, you know, just hit kind of almost that, what is it called, Boulevard Street or whatever. I mean, just, you know, and our mistake probably was walking Martin, you know, because then, you know, Fielder's hot. But if he hits a home run with one guy on or solo, doesn't tie the game up. But because we walked Martin to lead off the inning now, and then he hit Chu, which happens. Now, all of a sudden, that three-run homer is very costly.
Well, and you got a pretty good guy behind Prince Fielder and Adrian Beltre, so it's not like you can just say, well, we'll put on Fielder and work to Beltre. And the thing about Prince that I think has always been amazing, Terry, is, you know, people worried about his size when he was drafted and whatnot, but I don't know if there's a guy his size that plays the game any harder, goes first to third any better. I mean, he really is a special player.
Well, he's actually very athletic. And I don't think people that haven't been around him realize that. You know, he's probably had to answer a lot of questions about his weight since he was very young, about what if. And you know what? What if never happened. He keeps it under control. He probably has to work at it, but he does. And he plays every day. He never takes a day off. And you saw what he can do. And, you know, people ask you about, well, you should walk him. When it's first and second, nobody out, that's really tough. Now, if there's an open base, that's something to think about. But you have Beltre behind him. Guy that's going to be a Hall of Famer. So, it you know, sometimes you got to get good hitters out.
You know, you mentioned Adrian Beltre, and this isn't the Texas Rangers pregame show, but you had him in Boston, and he's got over 400 homers. He may end up with 3,000 career hits. Those kind of third basemen, look at it. There aren't many, are there, Terry?
No, and you look at, like, every aspect of his game, and he's got it all. I mean, he's got the gold gloves, he's got the home runs, he's got the batting average, he's got the games played, he's got the hits. And on top of that, he's one of the very best teammates you'll ever see. And, I mean, that's a Hall of Famer, right, we just talked about.
Well, how about your ball club now? You've had to use the bullpen a little bit. You have Carlos Carrasco going today. First off, let's start with Danny Salazar. Is he okay to make his next start?
Oh, he'll be fine. He had it wasn't really a blister. It was almost like a cut on his fingernail from gripping his changeup. And when we got out there, it was bleeding, you know, and James was trying to get the blood out. And you could see it was bothering him, but it was only probably the last handful of pitches he threw, and it was only on his changeup. So, and he went out and got, what, one more out, and then, you know, we ended up taking him out. So, and he'll be fine.
How about Carlos Santana? Did you wonder if he had broken his arm last night after he got hit?
You know, Hammy, I really was worried. I mean, I don't think I'm much of a pessimist, but with the way it hit him and the way he reacted on the bases, I was really worried. And then I checked on him this morning early, and he goes, I'm good to go. So that was great news.
Carlos Carrasco today. When a club is as hot as Texas, how do you attack them? How do you try to slow them down? Terry, they're averaging like 10 runs a game here over the last week.
Well, I think, and this is probably easier said than done, but you have to attack. You know, like Danny did early. Danny attacked him with his fastball, and because you got to miss some bats, and that's what Danny was doing early. Then he went soft with some pitches, and they made him pay. You know, they're hot right now. They feel good about themselves, and they're taking advantage. And that's what, you know, teams that are hot or good teams do, and that's what they're doing.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Rangers coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.